This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Last night, we got to see the return of Jalen Brunson, who missed, I think, exactly 1 month as the Knicks defeated the Phoenix Suns 112-98. In his return, he played 34 minutes, which I thought was more than I expected him to play. He looked fine out there, didn't play overall, you know, a great game, 3-for-9 from the floor, 1-of-4 from three, got to the foul line 10 times, scored 15 points, was a +9 in the game. Moved around well. I mean, this game in particular isn't, you know, now they won the last two games. They had an offensive explosion against Atlanta on Saturday when they win back. They win both Saturday and Sunday. They now have recorded 50 wins in consecutive seasons for the first time since 94-95. That's the last time this Knicks franchise won back-to-back 50-game seasons. And to me, there's a couple of storylines. One, and I talked about it last, I guess Friday or Thursday, whatever show, OG Anunoby. I mean, obviously OG right now and the way he's playing and what he's done offensively, 32 points again, he is getting to the basket, although he doesn't have any foul shots in this game, but his ability to get to the basket, we saw the Euro step the other game and getting to, like, his offensive moves, he now gets the ball and looks to score. He is a different player right now. And it happened while Brunson was gone. And we had hoped, I mean, the thought was and the hope was, is you knew what this team was. And you knew they were in a position where they weren't going to fall out of playoff positioning. You knew they still had other stars to carry the team. You knew they were going to get by, whether or not it was going to be uber successful while he was out. You knew they would get by, and they were built well enough, and they had a big enough lead in the standings, and they were where they were, where it wasn't going to kill them. It was just a matter of when he gets back and if he's going to be healthy. But you kind of hoped that the silver lining would be that the team would actually find themselves in other areas without Jalen Brunson playing, and they would establish themselves, you know, maybe defensively, as obviously Mitch Robinson came back during this time period. But early on, I was hoping Mikal Bridges would find himself, become more of a force on this team, score more points. And he did for a brief minute, that big win against Portland after raising questions about the minutes and everything like that. But ultimately, it's been OG Anunoby, who is playing at an all-star level, who is completely different than the guy we saw in December and November and then before the injury. Like, he is his offensive game. He's scoring 25 points a night. And you got Mitchell Robinson, and this team has been better defensively over the last 15 or so games. Like, you're starting to wonder if this team can be different. Now, look, right? The first round matchup, it's either going to be Milwaukee or Detroit. Right now, it would be Detroit. I don't really have a strong preference. I think the Knicks are, I don't panic. I know Detroit's young and up and coming and talented and could give them problems, and they've been less successful against Detroit in the regular season this year than they are against Milwaukee. I mean, but listen, we don't even know Dame Lillard. There's some reports that he might be able to come back for the postseason. And if that's the case, then you got to say, I'll take the Pistons as opposed to Giannis and Lillard. Like, you have to. And Giannis is still arguably, I heard Lori on with an interview as I was driving in, and her guest was, forgive me, I don't remember the guest's name, I apologize. But he was talking about how Giannis is still the best player in the Eastern Conference. Like, I'm afraid of stars going off, and he's dominant. So, although I do think Milwaukee will fold, and I don't think either team would stop the Knicks from winning round one, if Lillard's back, then you have to take on Detroit, but otherwise, it's kind of a toss bag. But either way, they should get through it. The question is, are they better now, having dealt with it in this injury, and do this, you know, does this Knicks team now with, you know, Mitch Robinson back being more of a rim protector and helping defensively and getting a different look to other, like, for 90% of the year, no team has seen the Knicks with both Mitchell Robinson and Cat on the floor at the same time. Like, they're going to be able to throw different angles at you, a little bit of a different team, better defensively. Everybody's healthy now. Was what, the first time all year? Was it the second or third time all year where everybody's healthy, where McBride was in there back from injury, and obviously Brunson and Mitch Robinson? And what you're getting from OG Anunoby completely changes who the team is. That third scoring option to Karl Anthony Towns, who's getting after it in this game and getting to the basket. He's got to show up in big games, I know. But right now, I'm feeling about as good as about this Knicks team as I can. I think they're talented. I think they're good enough. I think they can give Boston or Cleveland, I mean, certainly Cleveland, I think they give Boston a run for their money. It's hard to expect them to win that series, if that's the series, and get back to an Eastern Conference Finals. But I do think that the added element of what we're seeing from OG Anunoby and maybe what we can see defensively can maybe change the dynamic of this team and throw a bunch. Now, you know the rotation's going to be tight, right? He's not. We can all talk about the minutes once the postseason gets there. So it's just a matter of Brunson being healthy. But OG looks as healthy and as good as he's looked in a Knicks uniform, and offensively he's been great. Karl Anthony Towns is fine. He's getting his spot rest here and there, but he'll be fine. And what you're seeing from the rest of the team, hopefully McBride is healthy and this team can throw different angles at you. They were a prolific scoring team early on in the year. They haven't been that in a while, but they've been without their captain, and OG now with his offensive prowess, hopefully they can get back to that. Plus, I think they're better defensively, so we'll see. Heading in, you feel about as good about this team as you can. The question to me is, what I find interesting is the coach. Because now, again, I know I've said it a couple times, but back-to-back seasons of 50 wins, the idea that that rolls off the tongue without an astounding step back, like, hey, 50 wins back-to-back, it's been 30 years. Pat Riley is the last head coach to get the Knicks back-to-back 50-win seasons. So there's no doubt Thibodeau has done an amazing job, to the point where we kind of dismiss that they've won 50 games. It's expected. The roster's good enough. He's done a good enough job turning this franchise around. Over the last 30 years, all of the coaches combined, there's been one other 50-win season, the Melo year. Like, that's it. So he's done an amazing job of turning this franchise around. They've won 50 games back-to-back. They are a guarantee 3-4 seed or better every single year. This group is going to be together. If he's still the coach next year, which I think he will be, like, you know what they're going to be. They're going to be a 50-win team. They're going to be a top 3 or 4 team in the Eastern Conference at worst. And they should be good enough to at least make us think there's a chance of winning a championship or getting to an NBA Finals. And that is such a far cry from what it's been for so long that you almost have to just separate yourself from expectations and moving forward and your questions about it, and just for a second say, we are watching the best brand of Knick basketball we have seen in 3 decades. And the idea that we're taking it for granted, and the idea that we're all just focused on, oh, going to be another second round exit, and this is a bunch of crap, which is understandable. I'm not even saying it's not. I'm just saying it's amazing that we're there. It's amazing that after 30 years, we're finally in a position where, as Knicks fans, we're going to be pissed off if we're not playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's what leads me to the next point of this overwhelming feeling and question mark on whether or not Tibbs is the guy to get them over the hump. Because he's built up this team to a level of expectations where we know what we're going to get, and it's going to be really good. And you look back at how great the first half of this season was. Again, another 50 wins. They did a lot of it here at the end without Mitchell Robinson throughout the year, without Jalen Brunson the last month. But the minutes, the rotation, and just the overall arching theme of what he did in Chicago and what he did in Minnesota, and the idea that Tibbs is the kind of coach who builds up a program, but he's not the guy that gets you over the top. And if they have a flame out, because Milwaukee or Detroit won't be easy, although I think they win it, if they have a flame out in the first round, I could see Coach Tibbs not being back. And if they lose in the Eastern, if they lose in the second round and it feels stagnant and they don't really put up a fight against Boston, I don't know, like, where do you go? How do you feel about this coach? And the questions will persist. We will talk about the minutes. We will talk about his coaching. Let's be honest, his in-game X's and O's, defensively maybe, but this team hasn't been a great defensive team. And yeah, you know, without DiVincenzo and the team that was last year and the edge they've kind of lost, you know, without Hartenstein, without DiVincenzo, this team is a little different, a little more skilled, but not as tough. I think that's fair. And they have to find that toughness as they get ready for the playoffs. But it's just amazing to me how we can win these games, have this kind of season, be this kind of team, and still, amazingly enough, because this is sports, man, because 10 years ago, poof, what would you give to have the Knicks win back-to-back 50-game seasons? What would you give to have the Knicks be relevant? What would you give to wonder if they could beat the Celtics in the second round, being the only problem that the Knicks have? To have two superstars in Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, to have the answer at point guard, to, like, I mean, that's a position that had eluded the Knicks for forever. And yet, here they are. They're really good, but they're probably not good enough to win a championship. And you wonder, you can't change the team, right? They traded 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. He's not going anywhere. Karl-Anthony Towns is here. The core of this group is going to be here for the next couple of years. The owner is telling you that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Is Tibbs the coach to get them over the top? And will we have that answer, or will you feel more certain of that answer one way or the other after this playoff run? But I got to tell you, I'm pumped. There's nothing better than Nick playoff games. There's nothing better than coming on here with you guys after Nick playoff games and reacting to it. And, you know, we are, what, 2 weeks away? Saturday, 2 weeks from 2 weeks from yesterday? Or 2 weeks from Saturday? From getting underway? But, I mean, Tibbs, the minutes, and just the overall idea of is he the guy to get this team over the hump is going to now be a major talking point heading into this season.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.